Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But for young children, it's still a difficult time. And with us to talk about it is Dr. Kelly Fraden. She's the author of Parenting in a Pandemic. Dr. Fraden, good morning. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. How have you and your little ones coped with, if you have little ones, I don't know if they're older or not, but how have you and your children done during the pandemic?
You know, I'm not going to lie. It was a struggle. In the spring, I was Zoom schooling my kindergartner and watching my two-year-old while trying to work from home.
Oh, my God.
And the things that helped us get by the most were really like prioritizing getting active and getting outside and trying to really, you know, find the silver lining and spending all this family time together.
I mean, what can you do? In other words, can you say, doctor, you know, hey, go outside and play? Can you do that if the weather's nice, or, you know, are a lot of parents just keeping them in the house?
Well, I know early in the pandemic here in New York, when the caseload was so high, a lot of parents felt trapped. But now in most places, the control is better than it was then. And I think getting outside is really crucial to maintaining our mental health. I think it's important to find time to move and be outside. In New York, we've been pretty much letting our kids do anything as long as they're masked and outside, because that decreases the risk that will either catch or spread coronavirus.
Doctor, do you think that the youngsters' insecurity was heightened by the fact that they weren't at school, they didn't get to see their friends,
right?
They had to learn on computers, and they were home all day? As much as they might love their mother and their father, it's still a difficult situation. It's not a normal situation.
Absolutely, and this is why I've been a big advocate of trying to reopen schools safely during the pandemic, because really children, you know, their whole world has been disrupted. School, it means a lot to children. It's not just where they learn, but it's where they connect with their friends and
Sure. And
experience the ups and downs of childhood. So taking that away really has big impacts on their mental health and their happiness. We do our best as parents, but we can't replicate that at home, especially when we're balancing other commitments.
Well, when I was a kid, I'm thinking about the things I used to worry about. And one was, of course, that was during the Cold War. And so, you know, every time you'd hear a siren, especially during the Cuban Missile Crisis, you'd say, okay, this is the big one. Has this affected kids? You know, are they frightened to a degree?
I've definitely seen children out and about who seem anxious. I think the transition from being so much at home to being more on the community can be a tough one, but parents can help by keeping their children informed and kind of leading with confidence. Kids can pick up when parents are really nervous about decisions. So, for example, I've seen kids at the playground whose parents are clearly apprehensive about it and saying every 2 minutes, give the kid more space. You're going to get sick. Put your mask on. You know, and I think as parents, we have to be careful of the tone we set. And it's much better to say, oh, remember to be kind to your friend and keep your mask on, or something more positive and constructive, rather than based on fear.
Talking with Dr. Kelly Fraden. She's published Parenting in a Pandemic, to try to help your children get through what we are dealing with now. I would also think, Kelly, that it's important for as difficult as it is for parents who were probably unnerved by this thing, not to let the kids see their fears. Because I remember when I was a kid, if I thought my parents were worried, and Ray mentioned the Cuban Missile Crisis, sure, which you're far too young to remember, was terrifying. You know, you thought you were going to get nuked at any time. So, and if your parents were concerned, that heightened your concern. So, as difficult as it is, I think, do the parents have to play act a little bit?
I think so. I think we have to watch it's natural for parents to want to talk about coronavirus and our new normal all the time because it's one of the biggest things in our lives. But we have to watch what our children are overhearing. And be careful to kind of moderate their media consumption. Make sure that they're receiving balanced messages about what's going on. You know, fact-based messages about a truly serious situation, but messages that won't, you know, make them live in a state of fear or hypervigilance. That we want to avoid.
And I think some of the coverage has been, how can I say this, a bit sensationalistic, but nevertheless, and I can understand why you've been. So I've read a lot of people online are just saying, you know what, I'm cutting it off for a while, you know, just going to relax. Plus, you got the election. Let's forget that. But no, it's really insane. It truly is. There are a lot of people out there, adults, who are really afraid of this.
Yes, and I think we have to balance our as parents, we have to balance our own fears. When we're trying to teach our children, you know, we want to model, even if we're struggling a little bit on the inside, we want to model the attitude that we want our children to take. So as much as possible, when we can keep it constructive, like, yes, it's scary that so many people have gotten sick,
yeah,
but we're doing all we can by wearing our mask and washing our hands,
yep,
and Zooming with our grandparents instead of seeing them in person like we'd like to, and this is going to pass.
You're a professional, obviously, so it's probably easier for you to deal with this. But what's been the toughest thing as a parent in dealing with how many? You said, and we know you have a kindergarten. Do you have other children?
Young and younger.
A 2 and a 6-year-old.
Oh, my goodness. How, with the 6, is the 6-year-old starting to understand a little bit more, or do you think it's a constant battle for you to try to make sure that the 6-year-old understands what's going on?
I think my 6-year-old knows a lot about what's going on. What I have to watch out for is sometimes he hears things from his friends at school, now that he's back in in-person school, that aren't necessarily accurate. You know, friends saying, you know, people are going to die if they get the virus. And and while that's true, I don't want my son to be scared. Because even if he does get sick, he'll likely be okay.
Right.
So I have to, every week or so, I try to make sure to find a way to communicate with my kids about it in an open-ended way, like so that I learn what they're thinking and hearing. Because if I don't ask, sometimes they won't tell me. But you have to balance that with not wanting to talk about it all the time and worsen anxiety about it.
Yeah. How about the 2-year-old?
Yeah.
How's the 2-year-old? Yeah. Are they even, is he or she even aware?
I don't know, but I would say she's an excellent masker. I was very skeptical about 2-year-olds being able to mask at the beginning of this epidemic because, you know, they're so active and sometimes difficult.
She's okay with it.
She's doing it all day in her daycare without a problem. And to be honest, I think she's better than a lot of adults.
Yeah.
I see a lot of noses walking around town. But once her mask is on, you know, she really forgets it's there and gets so busy with her play that it doesn't seem to bother her.
Better put this on her application to Harvard.
You know, when you said masker at first, I thought you meant she hides things well. that's what I thought. I was going to ask, does she get that from mom or dad? But it's the actual, it's the actual physical mask. Last question, Kelly, before we let you go. If we suffer a spike and we go back to where we were, how concerned are you about the effect it'll have on children?
You know, to be honest, the people I'm most concerned about are the parents. The numbers came out in August about how many adults and young adults are suffering from anxiety and depression and even suicidality. And those numbers are just through the roof.
Yeah.
So I think for the teens, the young adults and the adults, we really have to try to keep things open as much as possible and try to provide resources and support for those people who are suffering through this pandemic to stay connected with our loved ones and support them. Because that is the indirect impacts are substantial as well.
I do want to mention the book is available on Amazon, download it to Kindle. It's very reasonable, by the way. Parenting in a Pandemic, and the author is Kelly Fraden, MD. Thank you for being on.
Yeah, and you can follow Kelly on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
At Advice I Give My Friends. Kelly, great insight. Thank you very much. Stay safe. Hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.